This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. For an American take on this now, let's bring in Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us here in our New York studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Chris, what are your main concerns as we head into this weekend's election or re-election in Greece?
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone is at least thinking about the Greek end, right?
The Greek end.
We go into this. So main concern, I think, is we come out of the election on Sunday with another hung parliament. There are three parties. They're all polling strong. I don't think they can form a coalition.
And what happens if that happens, if there's no clear winner from the election?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Already, Europe has cut off aid to Greece to the point where they can only afford to make the interest payments on what they owe for aid to Greece. Hmm. So I think at that point, Europe sort of washes its hands and starts trying to move them peacefully to the exits.
Moving Greece to the exits, what happens next then with countries like Italy and Spain that are sort of on the brink themselves?
Well, that's the point, is the idea would be to move Greece out easily so that they can bring all their resources to bear to prop up Spain and Italy.
What about the United States in a situation like that? You know, we've been fearing what might happen if there is a Greek exit all along. But what happens to our economy if we get thrown into that kind of uncertainty next week?
Okay. Substantial risk of a small economic impact. We don't export much to Europe, but a small risk of a substantial financial impact. And the key is going to be how they deal with financial institutions in Europe and whether they provide support.
Now, Chris, you know, there is the – are we going to regret this? If we look back, obviously there's a big price of keeping Greece in the euro if it can't pay its debts. But aren't we going to look back at this and say – we should have kept them in there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the word everybody's using is Lehman moment. Is this the Lehman moment for Europe? I think everyone's hoping maybe it's more like the Bear Stearns moment. Mm. It's disruptive, but we can move on from it. And that's why everyone in Europe is focusing on propping up financial institutions.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.